President Trump delivered his first address before Congress last night. He touched on themes ranging from immigration reform to counterterrorism to education. One prominent guest in the audience came to hear Mr. Trump's plans to resolve a Michigan crisis that's resounded around the world. Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha is the Flint pediatrician who blew the whistle on the city's water crisis by revealing data about elevated blood lead levels in children. She was in Washington as a guest of Representative Dan Kildee. Dr. Mona, as she's known, says there was one key word missing from the president's speech.
Such as the word Flint. I really wanted to hear about Flint. I wanted him to recognize that we were still in the middle of an ongoing crisis. I wanted him to recognize that we still have a lot of long-term work that needs to happen to make sure that our children recover from this crisis. So I was really hoping that he mentioned the word Flint.
Well, he didn't mention Flint. I think the closest that the president probably came was talking about rebuilding the nation's crumbling infrastructure. He did call for legislation that would invest about $1 trillion in infrastructure, and perhaps that may mean Flint.
That it was great to hear the word infrastructure. You know, he came to Flint and he said that when he was president, he would fix Flint quickly and effectively, and that will take an investment in infrastructure, and not just the infrastructure underground, like our pipes, but really also an investment in our human infrastructure. So investing in things that will mitigate the impact of this crisis, such as early childhood and great nutrition, for access to schools and school health services. Those words were promising. It was great to hear that the president wants to create jobs by investing in infrastructure. And we know in Flint more than anywhere else that we need an investment in infrastructure. And as we almost hear about every week, there's community after community that's finding lead in their water because lead is used everywhere. Lead was used throughout our plumbing. So it's huge investment that needs to happen underground as well.
So I take it then you're still hopeful that federal funding for Flint will continue to come into the city. Have you had any reassurances from the EPA or Health and Human Services that the connection will still remain between the federal government and Flint?
So, you know, during the Obama administration, we actually had a point person from the federal government who was like a kind of a Flint czar. We have yet to have a designated point person from the federal government for the Flint response. So, no, we're still waiting to see what the continued commitment will be from the federal government.
Dr. Mona, what would you say is your long-term view for the youth of Flint now, their general health, their general well-being, since the time that you blew the whistle?
Yeah. So Kevin, that's what I am fortunate to spend my every day trying to achieve. You know, from the moment that we proved that lead was increasingly in the bodies of our children, our focus shifted to tomorrow. It shifted to the tomorrows of our kids and how do we best preserve the tomorrows of our kids. So my outlook for the kids of Flint is very positive. It is very hopeful. We've already been able to bring in so many amazing things to Flint. For example, we have universal preschool. We have a new child care center that just opened, a huge investment in early literacy. Every kid in Flint now gets a book delivered to their house from 0 to 5 every month. We have mobile grocery stores. We have Medicaid expansion. And I can go on and on. So we're very, very excited about what we've been able to bring to the community, to bring to our families and children. But we are anxious about the long-term sustainability of all these things. A lot of these things are funded for 1 or 2 years, and this is not a 1 or 2 year problem. So I'm in it for the long haul, and we're going to be assessing our work, and we're going to be able to robustly, hopefully, prove to the nation that, you know, Flint had this disaster, but because of these efforts, the future for our kids in Flint is very bright.
Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha is the director of the Michigan State University Hurley Children's Hospital Pediatric Public Health Initiative and a name known around the world. Dr. Mona, thank you for your time this evening. I know it was a late night there in Washington, but we are grateful for your insight. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.